Next up, a resident in a County Antrim village has been describing how speeding cars doing donuts outside his home are ruining his life. Despite someone being convicted of dangerous driving last week, Bernard Sparks says he's still being tormented in his home in Armagh. He's on the line now. Good morning to you, Bernard.
Good morning to you, Stephen.
Tell me what's happening.
Oh, it's an absolute nightmare. We live in a little village in County Antrim with a main road running through it and a couple of other sort of side roads off the main road. And currently we just have young lads driving round and round the village at high speeds, doing donuts and just being totally reckless.
Can you just describe it? As you'd be looking out your window of a night, what you see when you're doing this?
Well, it doesn't even have to be a night. It's even happened at sort of 1:30 in the afternoon. We live right on the junction on the main road. And you will get people in quite high-powered cars and they are just getting to the junction and spinning round and round and round. And they really don't care whether there's oncoming traffic, pedestrians around or anything.
And this is called diffing.
Well, diffing and donutting.
Now, this wasn't outside your house, but this is what it sounds like. Chief Inspector Rosemary Leach with us this morning. Rosemary, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
How much of a problem is this?
Well, it is a problem in some areas, and we do receive reports, and we do our best to action them and bring them through to a satisfactory conclusion. And as you've heard from Mr. Sparks, that has happened with one guy we've detected in his area. Unfortunately, you know, we don't probably catch enough of them. It's all too easy to be have lookouts and mobile phones and the peelers are coming and they disperse and they're suddenly behaving themselves and driving very sensibly.
Is this an increasing problem, a growing problem?
I don't think it's an increasing problem, no. I think that if anything, we're probably seeing a bit less of it. We were granted new powers in legislation that we could seize vehicles from individuals who are driving in a manner to cause distress or annoyance to members of the public. So if anything, I think that legislation and the warning that goes along with it that's built into the action we take, those warnings are starting to take effect.
Bernard, how regular is it outside your house?
Oh, this can happen from once a day through to four, five, even up to nine, ten times a day.
Is it happening? You know, is it happening every week?
Oh, this is happening every day. Every day, somebody will be doing this outside the house.
It couldn't be, Bernard. Every day.
Every single day. But I must stress a credit to the PSNI. They have been absolutely brilliant. They have done everything they can.
Oh, for goodness sake, Bernard, if they've done everything that they can, then they're pretty lightweight. If it's happening, with all due respect, Chief Inspector, if this is happening every single day, then it shouldn't be too hard for you to...
Within their resources that they currently have, I would say that they are managing...
Well, Chief Inspector, it's not as if you have to do a stakeout for 2 or 3 weeks. If this is happening every single day, it is a disgrace that it's happening every single day.
I agree with you. It is a disgrace.
So
and
stop it.
It is a disgrace that young people, you know, see fit to drive in this manner. And it's an absolute disgrace that they see fit to make people's lives a misery. And that's really what the big issue here is.
So, Chief Inspector, get your boys and girls down there, get the police down there regularly and stop it happening every single day.
We are there regularly, Stephen, as you have heard.
You couldn't be.
Gentlemen, we are there regularly. Well, we have put unmarked vehicles in with the video camera to try and film the activity going on covertly, so that we can then say, well, here, we've got the evidence, now we just need to interview the individuals. We do joint operations with the DVA where we look at more than the driving behaviour. We look at the standard of the vehicle. So if we can't get them caught in the act, as it were, of the donutting or the diffing, because they can just switch it on and switch it off inside 10 seconds. They go in, do a quick donut or two, and then off the drive and they're behaving themselves.
But in the same way that I see speed cops at the same locations most days of most weeks, and the, you know, they're hiding behind the hedge, and of course you lot don't hide behind. You lot don't hide behind anywhere, but I see you hiding behind hedges. I see it. I see it with my eyes. Indeed, I get out of the car and I photograph your cops hiding behind hedges. So if you want the evidence, I'll give it to you.
That would be great.
Well, I'll send it to you.
Super.
But the bottom line is this. Are you disputing what Bernard Sparks is saying today in terms of he's saying this is happening every day?
I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying to you
is that
it can happen, but it can happen in an instant. It can, and you have got to be there right at that moment. What I'm saying to you is there's more than one way to skin a cat, and we look at other operations. We look at the condition of the vehicle. We look at whether they have modified the suspension, whether they've done legal modifications, cut the springs, that sort of thing. So we can approach this problem from different angles. And that's the sort of approach that we have been taking with our partners in DVA, as I say.
I guess, Rosemary, the reason I'm giving you quite a hard time this morning is this, and I'm presuming you will agree with me, that this is the type of activity that unless it is stamped out at the start, you could see copycat stuff happening. You could see young people or whoever it is doing this thinking to themselves, you know what, we can get away with this. Let's start doing it elsewhere. Let's start. And you could see this growing. So I'm just suggesting that this should be stamped out now before it does grow.
Absolutely. And that is why when we were granted these powers that I have been encouraging every officer, where you see that type of behaviour, where you've got that evidence of that behaviour, you stop that driver. Not only do you deal with the offence as it has happened, and if you're able to pursue a careless or a dangerous driving charge, but you also put them on warning that if it happens again, their vehicle will be seized, it will be taken off them, and that is what really hurts. That's what really hurts. And we've been seizing vehicles all over the country for no insurance, and to a lesser number for the used in a manner likely to cause alarm or distress.
Rosemary, we really appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much indeed. Bernard, thank you to you too.